The year is 1914. Deep in the Amazon rainforest, Theodore Roosevelt, once the embodiment of vigor and vitality, lies ravaged by fever, infection, and the relentless assault of the jungle. This isn't some casual expedition gone wrong. It's a deliberate journey into one of Earth's most unforgiving environments by a man seeking redemption after crushing political defeat. What drives a former president to risk everything in one of the most dangerous places on Earth? The answer lies in the complex psychology of Roosevelt, a man who lived by the creed that life should be a great adventure. His journey down the mysterious river of doubt would become one of history's most remarkable tales of survival, testing the limits of human endurance and revealing the extraordinary character of an already legendary figure. As Roosevelt himself would later write, he had faced his last chance to be a boy, but what he found instead was a primal struggle that would forever change him. After his crushing 1912 presidential defeat, Roosevelt found himself suddenly irrelevant. Rather than accept this fate, as he had refused to accept childhood asthma or the devastating loss of his mother and first wife in 1884, he sought new challenges. An invitation to lecture in Argentina evolved into an ambitious Amazonian expedition, inspired by conversations with Father John Augustine Zahm. Roosevelt partnered with the American Museum of Natural History to explore the Amazon Basin, a region he noted as less mapped than any other inhabited continent. The expedition assembled an impressive team. Naturalists George Cherry and Leo Miller provided scientific expertise, while Colonel Candido Rondon contributed decades of jungle experience and indigenous diplomacy. Rondon's positivist philosophy of scientific progress and indigenous protection occasionally clashed with Roosevelt's pragmatic approach. The venture intensified when Roosevelt chose to explore the uncharted River of Doubt. This decision transformed a scientific expedition into a dangerous journey into unknown territory, joined by Brazilian camaradas and Roosevelt's son Kermit, whose presence would prove crucial. The Amazon surrounding the River of Doubt wasn't just scenery. It was a hostile force governed by ancient, unforgiving rules. Every organism, from insects to kapok trees, engaged in a sophisticated battle for survival honed over millions of years. The river was both lifeline and threat. While providing navigation and food, its treacherous rapids endangered their canoes and lives. The waters harbored massive black caimans that could destroy boats, and piranhas capable of stripping prey to bones within minutes. The environment itself was an enemy. Dense mosquito swarms made eating one-handed, while the oppressive humidity turned cuts septic and rotted supplies. Every choice carried lethal potential. As they progressed, challenges mounted. Frequent rapids and waterfalls forced choices between navigation and portage, Roosevelt typically favoring risky water routes while Rondon preferred safer land passages. These portages tested human limits. The team hauled 100-pound dugout canoes through dense jungle across dangerous terrain. Single carries could last days in 100-degree heat, steadily draining the men's remaining strength. On March 15th, tragedy struck when Kermit Roosevelt's decision to navigate treacherous rapids led to the drowning of Simplicio, an experienced camarada, despite rescue attempts. The loss of both life and supplies created deep psychological scars and sparked leadership conflicts within the team. This disaster prompted a more cautious approach to river navigation, scouting ahead and favoring portage when uncertain. While safer, this slower pace strained their dwindling supplies and timeline. As food became scarce, both physical and psychological pressures threatened the expedition's cohesion. Survival lessons came through encounters with jungle wildlife. Hunting woolly monkeys provided crucial protein but proved perilous, while discoveries like a coral snake in camp demonstrated the constant threat to life. This raw confrontation with nature stood in stark contrast to Roosevelt's previous political battles in Washington. By late March, the expedition faced its darkest hour, when Roosevelt suffered a severe injury while handling a dugout canoe. A deep gash above his knee quickly developed into a dangerous abscess in the humid jungle environment, bringing on a 103-degree fever that threatened his life. The expedition frequently detected indigenous presence through footprints, abandoned camps, distant voices, and shadowy figures, creating a constant sense of being watched during their journey. Rondon, heading Brazil's Indian Protection Service, enforced a strict no-aggression policy. His strategy involved leaving gifts, tools, cloth, and metal items, while his men sang Brazilian songs to normalize their presence. Roosevelt backed Rondon's peaceful approach while maintaining vigilance, particularly during night watches. The team carried weapons but kept them lowered during potential encounters. They found evidence of various indigenous groups, from the semi-contacted Nambiquara to tribes actively avoiding outsiders. These interactions highlighted the complex dynamics between explorers and traditional inhabitants whose lands faced mounting external pressure, a tension that would persist throughout the Amazon's 20th century development. Roosevelt's body, weakened by months of extreme exertion and poor nutrition, succumbed to malaria. The infection ravaged his once robust frame, leaving him barely able to rise from his makeshift cot. In a moving exchange with Kermit, a fever-stricken Roosevelt insisted the expedition continue without him, providing written instructions for their journey. "You must go on," he urged. "The success of this expedition cannot be sacrificed for one man." Kermit's firm response, "I will not leave you here to die, Father," revealed both their deep bond and the team's conviction that Roosevelt's survival was paramount. The crisis deepened when expedition member Julio de Lima murdered fellow camarada Paixón over dwindling food rations. This violent outbreak shattered the group's morale and exposed how extreme circumstances had eroded civil behavior. As Roosevelt wavered between consciousness and delirium, a haunting question emerged. Would the man who survived an assassination attempt now perish in this remote jungle? By mid-April, signs of human presence emerged through cut vines, indicating inhabited territory. Their feared encounters with serengueros, rubber tappers, proved unexpectedly welcoming, with locals showing remarkable generosity. Roosevelt's return sparked widespread concern. He had lost a quarter of his body weight and now walked with a cane. Yet he vigorously defended the expedition's discoveries and mapping of the River of Doubt, later renamed Rio Roosevelt, against skeptics. While Roosevelt never fully recovered, the tropical diseases likely hastened his death 5 years later, the expedition embodied his defining qualities: courage, determination, and scientific curiosity. For a former president who had commanded armies, this final adventure proved that true leadership stems from facing adversity stripped of all advantages. The River of Doubt expedition stands as a testament to human endurance. In our age of virtual exploration, Roosevelt's journey reminds us that real discovery requires venturing beyond comfort zones, into territories where character alone carries us forward.